been with you a long time. Hey, I heard through the grapevine that you weren't feeling too plump.
No, I was kind of out for a while, but I'm back now.
Yeah, I heard you're feeling sicker than the love child of Chip Moody and Kevin McCarthy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that is
wow. That is dark.
Hey, man, if you were sick, you should have called me because you helped me out of a few tough spots. You remember that time when my wife Adelaide had them Siamese twins a couple years back and you came over with your Swiss Army knife and your tomahawk and saved us a crap load on medical costs?
Yeah, I don't really remember that. I don't remember separating any Siamese twins,
yeah,
but I might have done it.
Yeah, Christian of you. We appreciated that, old Greco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what about the time when I took that acid and climbed up on top of the old water tower with my 30-06 ready to teach everyone what the voices had told me? Remember that?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, distinctly.
Yeah, and you were the only one who could find it in his heart to talk me down and take me back to my 9th birthday party on your 3-wheeler.
Oh, yeah.
I'm country! Yeah, what about the time we had that day off with them two Laotian boys that moved into our trailer park?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I guess that wasn't us helping each other out, but it was fun, wasn't it, old boy?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what exactly is wrong with you, old Greco?
Well, I'm okay now. I just kind of had a bout.
This wasn't the same thing you had when you were 13, when them zebras had so many roofing tiles you had that tennis shoe stuck in your cheek, was it?
What? No, it wasn't then. Had nothing to do with the tennis shoe.
All right, well, I'm glad to hear you're doing better.
The Wilma Rain ain't doing too good, Greco.
Oh, you're not?
No, you're not.
How did I know that was coming?
I got the colostomy bag and the metal plates, and I ain't got no fingers, but that ain't the problem here.
Well, what's the problem?
Well, you know, I've just had so many medical problems. I've also shot off my two big toes in order to avoid military service. Then I forgot there wasn't a draft. Well, I got a job at the radiator shop, but only on the condition that I get an opposable thumb. And you know, I'd never ask you for a thumb. That's too precious and valuable. So can I bum a toe from you, Greco?
No, you cannot bum a toe.
From you. I can fashion a crude toe thumb with a motel sewing kit that I stole.
So what you want me to do is have one of my toes amputated where you can sew it on as a thumb.
That's right. I need a toe thumb. Doc says you'd probably match up with... Tell you what, with an opposable toe thumb, I would look country! Hey, hold on a second, Greco. Could you hold on?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you kid, put Grandma's body down. I gotta get out there and bury that thing before them vultures tip off the health department. I gotta pay for a funeral.
Oh, boy.
Sorry about that, old Greco.
Well, why don't you go out there and cut a toe off Grandma?
Well, she's been dead for a couple weeks now, and I think that toe's a little gamey right now, Greco.
A little gamey. Okay.
A little gamey.
Well, hey. I hate to disappoint you, Elmer Wayne, but no, I ain't giving up no toes for you.
Well, maybe I can help you out, old boy, and then you can help me out in return. Now, what part of your body was ailing you?
Well, I had pancreatitis.
Pancreas? Well, you need a new pancreas?
No, I just need to fix the one I've got.
I tell you, I can get you a pancreas or a liver or a colon or a kidney or some arms or whatever you need.
Watch it, Greco, it might be a pig's pancreas.
I know.
No, it ain't no pig's pancreas. Shut up, you fool.
Well, hey, well, where are you going to get me a pancreas?
I tell you what, Greco, we got enough crank addicts out here dropping dead in Wise County every week that I can get you just about anything you want off their body.
No, I think I'm going to go ahead and just take my chances on my own pancreas.
Come on, old boy. I've been organ harvesting for the past few years out here. How do you think I've been getting so many money for drugs and stuff? Come on. I tell you what. I'm going to say, you still work on the radio?
Yeah, I still work on the radio.
All right, I'm going to find out which station it is, and I'm going to send you about 12 or 14 pancreases, and you can see which one fits in you, and then you can throw away the rest of them or feed them to the dogs, or hell, deep fry them, feed them to the homeless for all I care.
All right, well, yeah, I mean, you know how to pack them, don't you? Pack them in one of those little igloo coolers?
Yeah.
Have you got an igloo cooler?
I got an igloo cooler, and I'm going to cure them with some salt and throw some blue ice on top of them.
All right, Elmer Wayne, that sounds like a winner to me.
Hey, you know the best part, don't you?
No.
Most of them organs have enough residual meth in them, they'll keep you high for a year after transplant. Self-medicating, brother! Hey, I got to go, Grego. The troopers just pulled up in the yard, so I got to flush some stuff down the toilet, but...
Change your mind on that tow thumb. You give a Wilmer Wayne a call, okay?
I'll do that. You'll be the first one I call, Wilmer Wayne.
All right, old Grego, I tell you what, I love you because you are country!
All right, that is Grego's right, cousin, Elmer
Wayne.
I've said it a million times. I'm going to say it one more and one more only. Never let him on the air again.
He just always sounds so desperate that he needs to talk to you.
I know.
It's always an emergency.
Well, next time, put him in my voicemail, not on the air.
Now, more nonstop.